Okay, next we are going to talk about the juvenile xanthogranuloma, which is a type of a non-Langerhans cell type of a histiocytosis, which most commonly present in the children before 1 year of age, most commonly in the males, in the form of a yellowish red or yellowish orange nodules or plaques present on the skin as a solitary lesion or multiple lesions on the skin or mucocutaneous involvement. These histiocytes contain cholesterol, and the immunohistochemistry shows that they are factor 13A positive. Although these lesions are benign and they resolve within first 5 years of age, but if the lesions are multiple and there is systemic involvement, then they may produce certain complications, especially if there is involvement of the bones or eyes. So in the examination, we have to look for the lesions, what is the extent, and whether or not there is systemic involvement. Besides this, the juvenile xanthogranuloma also has association with neurofibromatosis type 1. So we have to look for the any lesions of neurofibromatosis 1 in the patient as well.